Let's go on to the next topic, which Rich Goldberg talked about, which relates to the issue of chemotherapy in older patients, which he presented on at the last ASCO meeting. And the question that we asked the audience to respond to was, in general, for otherwise healthy patients of any age, even for those in their 70s or 80s, if adjuvant chemotherapy is to be used, it should include oxaliplatin. And more than half of the audience agreed with that. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm, again, happy and see that the audience, the ones who participated in the meeting, were actually quite knowledgeable because they based their decision on the presented and published data of Rich Goldberg's analysis, Dan Sargent's analysis, a pooled analysis of FOLFOX-based trials in the adjuvant and palliative setting, which showed that patients who are elderly over 70 years of age have the same benefit from treatment, palliative and adjuvant, as well as almost the same toxicity levels. Having said that, I mean, this only relates to patients who are considered candidates for these clinical trials. Secondly, some of these trials actually had a cutoff at 75. So we might have data on the patient group which were eligible for clinical trials from 70 to 75. But the patients over 80, I think that might be a different group of patients where we might have to follow a slightly more careful approach. As a guideline for adjuvant therapy, I agree 100%. Age should not be the dominating factor to decide on whether or not a patient receives adjuvant therapy and what kind of adjuvant therapy. So we should give them the best treatment we have, which as of now is an oxaliplatin-based regimen. We might diverge from this global guideline, overall guideline, when we see a more frail patient, etc. So age alone does not tell the whole story.
You know, I was really stunned because, you know, one of the audience members using the computer system submitted a question about a 92-year-old patient being considered for adjuvant therapy. And the sentiment came out, I think, that Rich expressed specifically that he'd consider using FOLFOX in a patient like that. And, you know, it reminds me of the fact that in breast cancer, the oncologists are very used to using Peter Rabdin's adjuvant online. And as you dial up the age, the absolute benefit of therapy decreases. And they look at those numbers. And I don't think people utilize that model as much in colon cancer. But if you look at it, you know, theoretically on paper, you know, it really does significantly diminish the absolute benefits. Do you think that that is the way it should be translated to practice? Because you see a big diversity, I think, in colon and breast from that point of view.
Yeah. I think you're talking about the competing reasons for death, you know, which, of course, the older you are, the more likely you are to die of natural causes anyway. And this also shows us it's not one-size-fits-all type of thinking. You know, we can't just apply everything we learn in younger patient population in clinical trials to every single patient out there. What's important is the right mindset. And the right mindset, as demonstrated by the audience, is age is not the dominating factor that will tell us what we should do. And I think we all know those patients who are 80 years old and who are perfectly healthy and perfectly fit. And we know these 55-year-old patients who might not be good candidates at all for comorbidities, et cetera, et cetera. Might not even be candidates for the clinical trials. We also have to realize a patient who's 80 years old has a median life expectancy, a female patient, of another 8 years. So 50% of all patients who show up at the age of 80 have a natural lifespan of 88 years. And for those patients, their risk for recurrence and dying of colon cancer is substantial and can be the life-limiting factor.
I think another thing that was brought out at the meeting was the issue of, well, maybe you won't affect survival, but you can delay or prevent relapse. And from a quality of life point of view, that maybe that's worth it, particularly given the fact that, you know, FOLFOX in the healthy older patients seems to be pretty well tolerated.
Yeah. I mean, this relates back to a discussion we have in breast cancer, like what do we really do with adjuvant therapy? Are we curing patients? Are we delaying tumor recurrence, which is not easy to dissect? You know, it takes long years to see whether survival curves actually trend together after some time. And for an elderly patient, it might not matter. And so delaying tumor recurrence, kind of preventing the situation of palliative therapy, which is presumably more toxic and more physically and psychologically difficult for patients, I think it's a worthwhile endeavor.